The sponsor of the bill, Port Washington Democrat Gary Sherman, says it's needed to protect consumers from potentially dangerous drugs they persuade doctors to prescribe. UW-Madison medical student Jonathan Kanoki says physicians are human. They can be influenced by their patients. And he says patients are seeing more and more direct-to-consumer drug ads.
Between 1989 and 2008, it went from $12 million spent to now over $5 billion. So that's a considerable increase in the amount that's advertised, and they do this for a reason. It's effective. If they didn't make any money, they wouldn't do that.
Drug makers don't deny ads help sell a product. As for oversight, they say the safety of medications in those commercials is regulated by the FDA and that doctors decide if it's suitable for a particular patient. Tom Ingalls of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says ads play a small role in which drugs are prescribed.
For the most part, Wisconsin consumers are not making their decisions on ads that they're seeing on TVs, and they're not making their decision on ads that they're seeing in magazines. They're making their decisions after consulting with their pharmacist and after consulting with their physician.
Both the American Medical Association and the Wisconsin Medical Society are opposed to direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceuticals, but those who run the ads say limits could be unconstitutional and cost them revenue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.